Beautiful. Well, if we haven't met before, my name is Joseph or Joey or Joe, whatever just rolls off the tongue in all honesty. When I was born, I was not to be Joe or Joey, and then my grade 3 teacher got to me and Mum had to put up with it. So Joseph or Joey, if we haven't met, but my wife and I have the privilege of overseeing our young adults ministry here at the church. And so it's awesome to be here today. But if you don't know much about me, is I actually grew up in country Victoria. So Shepparton and Echuca, it was a pure farming area. My grandparents were dairy farmers. Their neighbour was actually an orchardist and did peaches and pears and stuff. So much so that SPC put him on the tinned peaches. And so I'd be rolling around down the streets, the aisles of Coles and Woolworths here in Belconnen, here in Canberra, and there was Max. And the little secret is that wasn't his kid, it was different mishmash families altogether. But my parents are dairy farmers. And as part of that, they have a marquee event called tractor pulling. And essentially what it is these jacked up tractors with like big V8 engines pulling sleds of concrete essentially on the back. And the idea is you need to have the best tractor and the best engine with the most performance that you can pull the concrete as far as possible. They'd keep adding it throughout the day. But we're not just talking about like pulling, we're talking these big tractors plowing out black smoke, doing monos because it is so heavy. And they opened up for we could hang out with the drivers and see what it's all about. And I remember as a young person going up and grabbing all the stuff that was available. There were posters, there were pens. And I remember leaning over to my dad and saying, I love free stuff. And all the elderly people around me go, me too, son, me too. And uni students saying amen to that one. I love free stuff. Now, this got so much so that over the years, I got banned from saying the F word, free. My mum imposed the ban on the free word. But in those moments, I was so caught up in wanting to get something. And so I guess I just want to start by saying, why are you here today? Why did you actually come here? What is it that you're relying on God for currently? What are you navigating in life? Are you expecting something from Him? Or maybe you've just been caught up in the momentum of life, going through the motions, stuck in the rituals of life. And later tonight, we're going to have a moment to surrender it all to whatever is going on in your life to God. But beforehand, I just want to share an encouragement titled, Stop in the Name of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to gather. We just thank you for the way that you are a loving God and a caring God. And we just pray that as we step into a moment of worship tonight, we're able to surrender all that we have and give it to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I just want to share from Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. Now, as they went on their way, and this is about Mary and Martha, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who had sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teachings. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. And for me, when I look at this verse, the key standout is the stark difference between Mary and Martha. Mary simply stopped and gave everything to Jesus. She surrendered herself to Jesus. Whereas in contrast, Martha got consumed in doing things and being in the busyness. And so when I look at this, I see the importance of needing to surrender. That surrender, though, is a choice. And these two choices are evident. You had Mary who made the choice to sit and Martha who made the choice to keep going. Luke 10:40, Martha was distracted with much serving. And that's when she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. And you look at this and really, Martha was doing nothing wrong in working hard for Jesus. And that's totally valid. If Jesus was in my house, I would want to be making an effort as well. But the problem was, is that she became distracted with much serving. She got consumed in it and distracted. That right there before her, she was distracted from Jesus. And so I reflect, am I distracted in my day-to-day life? You may be living out the call of God in your life. You might be in a workplace that God's called you to be. Maybe you have hobbies with the gifts and talents that God has given you. Or maybe you're even doing life in community. But are you distracted from Jesus? Are you actually too consumed with the doing and the busyness of life? Even before Jesus, in the physical presence with him there, Martha got consumed in the doing. Maybe it's even our spiritual lives, reading the Bible, attending church, maybe too much with the wrong heart and going to life group can become distractions if our hearts aren't surrendered. So are our hearts surrendered in Christ or in the busyness of the ritual? Put simply, Martha's service became a source of anxiety and distraction. And so what in our lives is becoming an unhealthy distraction? But the turning point for Martha was actually her own step towards surrender when she brought her anxiety and her frustrations to Jesus. Verse 40, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone to serve? Tell her then to help me. And I have three brothers. I can understand what it's like. Mum would do a jobs list and I could see sometimes mine was just a little bit longer than my brother's. I say, Mum, tell them to help me. But it's through this expression of saying, well, what's going on, that Martha actually gives it to God. She takes that moment. And in doing so, she's actually then met with an invitation to surrender more like Mary. That God doesn't bring her into retribute. He doesn't discourage her, but he then actually extends it with an invitation to surrender more. So why do we need to surrender then? Well, we need to surrender to God because life is full of the pressures, distractions, responsibilities, and then we're not designed to carry them alone. If we try to manage to do it all, we end up anxious, overwhelmed, and distracted, just like Martha. And if we're not surrendering to God, we're likely maybe surrendering to something else. Temporary pressures, directions, busyness. But Mary chose Jesus, and Jesus said to her, said to her choice, you will not be taken away from me. What we choose endures, and investing surrender time with Jesus has eternal significance. And rituals and consistent activity can never replace that. And when I look at this, I get a sense that Mary knew that this was a moment to adore God and soak in his presence and all his goodness. Exodus 33:18, Moses asks, Lord, please show me your glory. And he replied, I will make all my goodness pass before you and I will proclaim. When you look at this, the glory of God is all that makes him who he is. Characteristics, authority, power, wisdom are contained within his glory. Nothing is withheld. And so you look at Mary and she stopped and gave God her full attention. It says in verse 39, she sat at the Lord's feet and listened at his teachings. She sat in awe and reverence for his goodness. And like Mary, we too need to give God reverence and honor for all his goodness. Irreverence blocks the moving of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus himself had difficulties performing miracles in places where he was denied that honor. You look at Mark 6, verse 4. Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. So to surrender, we need to humble ourselves and honor God. And surrendering means choosing to let go, lay down control, and recognize that we bring nothing except our willingness to allow God to do his will without our flawed bias. The power of God relies on the powerlessness of man. It's all about our heart and reverence, our heart posture. And sometimes that means realigning our reverence and perceptions of who he is. As the Lord said in Isaiah 29:13, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is merely based on human rules that have been taught. And in this passage, they served the God in the image that they had created in their head, not by his true image, but by their own standards. Sometimes when we create our own version of God and serve him by our own standards, we miss his true image. But when we break from tradition, slow down, and give the Holy Spirit time to move, we encounter the very things our hearts long for. And so I ask tonight, what are you navigating in life? Are you seeking things in life to get you by? Maybe you're idolizing something instead of actually surrendering it to God. But ultimately, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, what do you need to release to God? Maybe, like Martha, you're frustrated at something. But also like Martha, we need to actually make that first step towards surrender. We need to declare it to God. And I think regardless of our situation, his response in verse 41 is the same. Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Choose the good portion which will not be taken away. Maybe in your own life, you need to put your name in that. Joseph, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Choose the good portion which will not be taken away. Maybe for yourself, that first step of surrender is actually to say, I want to step into a relationship with Jesus. Maybe you're navigating something. Maybe you want to be able to learn more about what's out there. And I just want to take this moment just to invite you to be able to respond and to be able to say, I want to step into a relationship with Jesus. And a bit later, I'll ask you to put your hands up because we'd love to journey with you on that. And if that's you, I think regardless of where you're at, recognizing that we live in a fallen world, that we all make mistakes, that this is a moment for us to actually center ourselves before God, whether this is the first time praying the prayer and it's coming with a conviction that's new, or whether you've grown up in church and this is a moment to re-surrender before we enter a time of worship, let's all just say this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry that I've excluded you from my life. I ask for your forgiveness. I believed you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. Today, Jesus, I have decided to follow you as my Lord and Saviour. Amen. If that was your first time making that prayer, or whether it just came from a different place and you want to chat with someone, we'd love to be able to journey with you. And so if you guys feel comfortable to bow your heads and close your eyes, I'd love for you to place your hand up just so we can journey with you and support you and navigate you if that was your first time, or if that meant something different to you. And as we transition into a time of worship, we have a moment to surrender whatever is going on to God. Through the Holy Spirit, we can sit in awe and reverence for all his goodness and appreciate the eternal value that he brings. Pastor Phil Pringle of C3 Church sums it up nicely. When we decide to break the traditional ways of doing things and allow the Holy Spirit time to move, we will experience many of the things our hearts ache for. So whether this is your first time here or if this is your church home, I actually encourage you, have a moment with God today. Take space to share it with him and encounter him in your own way. We're here to support where you need be, but tonight is actually a moment for you to be able to say, Lord, I want to surrender. To be able to make that choice, to be able to give God all the honour and the reverence. So we'll hand over to the worship team, and if you need anything, please feel free to reach out to the team.
Church, we're going to enter into a time of worship now. Would you all just stand to your feet? I think we just need to take a moment just to focus our hearts, focus our minds on the Lord. So in your own words right now, would you just welcome him in to this space, into your heart, into your life. Thank you. I'd find you at the lowest place. Who thought you'd feel me in the crowd? Who knew you'd make good my mistakes? You're nothing like I thought you were, you're better. What a God, what a God.
Your feet. still have it all. No treasure of this life could ever satisfy. God, you are my everything. God, you are my everything. Oh, God, you are my everything. God, you are my everything. God, you are my everything.
I feel as if we should extend an invitation. If you would like to come worship in your own space, just down the front over here, can I invite you forward? There's nothing special or holy about the front, but it's more of a choice that we make, right? Because when we worship, it's not about the feeling that we get. It's not about when the band builds the song, but it's actually a choice that we make to worship. That we can worship even when the band is not playing a big song, even when we don't feel something in our chest. Worship includes all of life. So again, I invite you, if you need to make a physical change in what's going on right now and you just need to come and worship at the feet of Jesus, there's so much space. Just going to take some time to just dwell in the Lord's presence. We're not here to rush anything. Thank you. Just let the Holy Spirit speak to you right now.
so much sweeter than anything I've tasted. I want to know your heart. I want to know your heart. So pull me a little closer. Take me a little deeper. I want to know your heart. I want to know your heart. 'Cause your love is so much sweeter. I wanna know your heart. I wanna know your heart. So pull me a little closer. Take me a little deeper. I wanna know your heart. I wanna know your heart. 'Cause your love is so much sweeter than anything I've tasted. I wanna know your heart.
we should take a moment to pray. Our God is the Prince of Peace. The Spirit He's given us is not one of fear. As a church, can we just pray together? Pray out loud, use your voice. The Lord has given you a voice for a reason. And so you can declare His worship and His praise. You can declare His name. Who is struggling with anxiety, anyone who's struggling through life right now, Lord, we just give it all to You right now. We rebuke that spirit of anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. You've not given us an anxious heart, but when we give it all to You, that You can move, and You are the Prince of Peace, Lord. So we just declare that peace over every single life, every single person in this room, any person that you're thinking of right now that your heart is reaching out to. We declare peace in the name of Jesus, a peace that surpasses any understanding. Peace that doesn't make much sense sometimes. When we look at our lives and when we look at the chaos around us, You still give us peace. So Lord, for every mind that is running at 110% right now, Lord God, would You just calm it in the name of Jesus? Let Your Holy Spirit just come. You are the great comforter, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You have all authority given to You under heaven. If there are people in your life as well who you know are struggling with these things, would you just lift up their names to them right now as well? Surrender our best. Would You use our best, Lord God, to glorify Your kingdom? This is not just about us, what I can give, what I can get, but it's all about what You have already done for us, that we can live in that freedom, that we can have the Holy Spirit by our side through every circumstance, through every moment of every day. Let us be so aware of Your presence, Holy Spirit. even in the mundane, even when we're at work or on the bus or just moving through life usually, Lord. Let us be so aware of the Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord. Would you just compel us and drive us to action? Would you raise up a church of intercessors, Lord? People would pray fervently, Lord. People who are passionate, Lord, who believe in the power of prayer. So, Lord, we come before you in reverence. Lord of Lords. Nothing we can do can amount to what you've already done.
You'll above them all. All thrones and dominions and all powers and positions, your name, it stands above them all. Oh Jesus, your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. Your name is, your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy, all creation cry, holy, you were lifted high, holy, holy forever. Your people sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will be holy, holy forever. You will always be, you will always be holy, holy forever. Sing that again. You will always be the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, into you are all things. You deserve the glory. Lord, you're worthy, you're worthy of it all. Sing, Jesus, you're worthy of it all. And the Father, for from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all. deserve the glory.
Thanks to God. Where you are, you want to clap, you want to shout, you want to pray. Let's lift up praise to the Most High God. God, you are worthy. You are worthy, God. You are worthy of it all, God. We give you all our adoration, God. We give you all our attention. We give you all our affection, oh God. You are worthy of it all, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of it all, God. Sets us free. Your word says where your presence is, where your spirit is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Thank you for that freedom in this room right now, God. God, we thank you for this time together. We pray that this would be something that we make a practice in our lives, God, of taking time to rest in you, rest in your presence, be filled by you and by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Just as Dan said before, I had in my heart, Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You want to know how to come to him? This is one of the ways. Just sitting in his presence. Another way is reading his word and learning all the things that he wants to speak to you and encourage you in. God, we just thank you that we can find rest in you. When we can find ourselves so busy in this world, a world that's full of distractions that makes it almost impossible to be able to focus. God, when we would stop and set our attention and our affection on you, God, we can find the things that we're really searching for. We find you and we find rest, God. Maybe, may we go from this place tonight in your rest, God. May we go into our work week in your rest from this moment, into our study week or whatever it is, into our school holidays for parents with rest. Heard a few amens there. God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise that is due to your name. I'd just love to pray a prayer of blessing over you as we close. So if you want to lift your hands up and receive this, it's from 2 Thessalonians 3:16, and it says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all." If you want prayer for anything, we'd love to stand and pray with you. We've got hospitality out the back as well. Please stay, have some food. Don't rush off to the grand final. This is the real worship that we need to be doing right here, not a little oval ball. No, it's fine. You can go to the grand final. But thanks so much for coming. God bless. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.